The NSPCC has set up a new helpline today for victims of child abuse. So far, not terribly surprising. The victims, though, who will call this particular helpline are footballers. Footballers who were abused by their coaches. The move comes after more and more former players have followed the lead of Andy Woodward by talking in public about the abuse that they suffered. We can talk now to a former chief executive of the FA, a former professional footballer himself, Mark Palios. Morning to you.
Morning.
Does this news, what we've been learning in the last few days, come as a surprise? Or is it one of those things that people knew in the game, but just wasn't ever publicly spoken of?
Well, there are two issues, two aspects to that. One is from a personal aspect. I mean, I never came across it really talked about in the game. It wasn't really something that was debated or didn't seem to have been a problem. But of course, it's a very macho environment, and of course, it may not have been surfaced at the time. The second issue is if you stand back and look at any place whereby youngsters congregate in any of the sports, etc., scout guides, that they are the areas whereby paedophiles, etc., operate. And as a consequence, it would be naive probably to suggest that things like this hadn't gone on within the game. It's an issue like racism. You can't be complacent that you've actually dealt with it, but I'm pretty certain the position today is far better than it was 20 to 30 years ago when it was pretty much unregulated.
Better in part because of training. I mean, if you train to be a coach, if you train to be a referee, so-called safeguarding is a big part of that, isn't it?
Well, you can't operate in our academy system today if you haven't, apart from the technical qualification to be able to teach at the appropriate level, you know, the age-specific coaching, etc. You've got to have a DBS check, which used to be the old, you know, criminal records check, which you have to renew every 3 years. You've got to go on a first aid course. You've got to go on a safeguarding course. Now, the safeguarding course will, for example, teach you how to avoid situations. It increases awareness. So, you know, there's a dressing room protocol. Our coaches will never go into the dressing room while the kids or while up to youth team level are getting changed. They will only come in and do the tactics after they've been changed. And if an injured player goes down at the training ground, he wouldn't be taken back as an individual by one coach in a car. So it's situations like that people are made aware of.
And yet, inevitably, there's an incredibly close bond between a team coach and their individual players. In the end, this is about people knowing how they can complain, isn't it, if such a situation arises?
Yeah, I think it's important to... There's a distinction for me between sort of the team situation. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because clearly it has happened. As I say, Paul Stewart's videos are pretty painful watch. But also in individual sports. I was the director of British Judo, and again, we took it very seriously. I was there from sort of 2012 right through to 16, and we took it very seriously in terms of the position that you would find individuals in. And that's the really sort of, for me, the invidious piece here, because it's a betrayal of trust by the individual, by the coach, etc.
Mark Palios.
And that's difficult.
Thank you very much for joining us.